This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Robin Witten has been my most welcome guest all week with some really, really terrific suggestions. And I know you're not going to disappoint me on a Friday, Robin.
No, indeed. But we are coming back to mysteries with a classic author, Agatha Christie, and The Murder on the Links, which is an adaptation by Kate McCall and performed with a full cast that includes Alfred Molina and Simon Helberg.
And this actually seems like it would be LA Theater Works.
It is indeed. And
lucky us.
It is a wonderful program. It's a 1923 novel by Christie that features Hercule Poirot. Not one of perhaps her best known stories, which makes this even more interesting.
Yeah, and I've heard this, and it is. I just have to give such a shout out to Alfred Molina, who is such a charming Poirot, who I've never felt was charming. And he has all his idiosyncrasies, but oh my God, Molina's is the first Poirot I've ever wanted to spend time with. It's like, oh, I'd have a glass of wine with him.
Well, I guess that's quite something. He is amazing. You know, what's interesting is the way it's written, the way it was adapted. It has all the very really classic radio drama aspects. And so we see little bits of character. We see Poirot, and then there's some action and other characters and sound effects and music. And then he comes back and you're always so welcome because he kind of pops in and, you know, has some critical bit of information that none of us have noticed.
Yeah, no, he stabilizes, as they say. And Agatha Christie is so good for this kind of dramatization.
Oh, yes. Really quite fabulous. And this is a quite classic in the way that the sound effects are used. We have steam locomotives and, you know, crunching along a gravel walk and lovely music, but it's all balanced. I mean, there's really an art and a science to great radio drama, and this is done so well.
LA Theater Works is the gold standard in the U.S., I think, for this.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yes.
So should we share a little?
We can, okay. Yes. In this story, we have the very hapless Captain Hastings, who is the narrator of the story. So that's, we hear both Hastings and Poirot.
Okay. This is Murder on the Links by Agatha Christie. Kate McCall is the adapter, and it's performed by Alfred Molina, Simon Helberg, and a full cast. It's produced by LA Theater Works.
My dear Captain Hastings, you are the hopeless romantic, are you not?
It was 9:15 the following morning, and my friend had just finished his second boiled egg.
You cannot stop talking about this young lady, and yet you do not even know her real name. pardon, but your tie, it's not symmetrical. Permit that I rearrange him?
Hercule Poirot was an extraordinary little man. Height, 5 feet 4 inches, an egg-shaped head carried a little to one side. stiff military mustache and piercing green eyes. For neatness of any kind, he had an absolute passion. To see an ornament set crooked, or a speck of dust, or a slight disarray in one's attire, was torture to the little man until he could ease his feelings by remedying the matter.
There. Now, would you be so kind as to pass me the post?
The music is perfect. You love the clock. And then Alfred Molina with the second damn boiled egg. I just love it. It makes me want a boiled egg.
Right. And we'll straighten your tie. Yes.
And straighten it, the whole thing.
It's so beautifully done.
He's so funny and so warm and so charming. I can't recommend him as this character enough.
Yes. And you know, Audiophile has a upcoming interview with Alfred Molina, as you know.
I do. I know a thing or two about that interview. I did it.
That's right. So stay tuned right here, and we will have that interview coming up, because Alfred Molina, I mean, we all know him from different things, but he's having a big moment in the new Spider-Man.
That's right. He is.
He is so talented. And yeah, here he is.
He can do anything.
Spider-Man, yeah. Agatha Christie, Broadway, a wonderful actor to listen to and watch in any of those things.
I agree. I mean, he is definitely somebody who, because he's in it, I will listen to it or watch it.
Yes.
Okay, we were talking about The Murder on the Lynx by Agatha Christie, adapted by Kate McCall, read by Alfred Molina, Simon Helberg, and a full cast. It's produced by LA Theater Works. Well, Robin, what a week you had.
It is a good week.
Oh, it's a great week. This is a week that has my name all over it, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I hope everyone who's listening does too.
Me too. I will talk to you next month.
We will, Joe. Thanks.
I want to remind you to follow Audiobook Break, because we're listening to one of the great classics of Western literature, The Iliad, composed by Homer, performed by the wonderful Anton Lesser, and published by Naxos Audiobooks. Just follow Audiobook Break and new chapters will appear like magic in your feed every Tuesday and Thursday. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Today in literary history, September 24th, 1896, F. Scott Fitzgerald is born. Only receiving critical acclaim after his death, F. Scott Fitzgerald is widely regarded as one of the greatest American writers of the 20th century. Canadian actor William Hope reads Naxos Audiobook's first unabridged production of Fitzgerald's classic novel of the Roaring Twenties, The Great Gatsby. Michael Adams, School Library Journal, writes, "It is a book that deserves a perfect reading, and though numerous other narrators have tried, William Hope may have come closest to achieving this perfection." You can find The Great Gatsby at naxosaudiobooks.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.